From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, one company adopts 10 schools to help improve the delivery of education. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. The Sagicor Foundation recently launched its Adopt a School program for 2016 as part of Child Month celebrations island-wide. The initiative dates back to the early 80s when Sagicor employees would contribute well-needed supplies towards improving the teaching-learning environment at several institutions. This year, several Sagicor branches have joined together to lend a helping hand to 10 early childhood institutions in need. This will impact the lives of over 1,000 students at Five Spin Early Childhood, Salmon Basic, Plantation Heights, Kemp's Hill, and Sandy Park Basic Schools. Other beneficiaries include Dunrobin Early Childhood Institute, Clarion Basic, Almond Town, Central Branch Infant, and Camden Early Childhood Development Center. President and CEO of Sagicor Group, Richard Biles, outlines what this year's rollout will entail.
Every school we're going to make sure has a water tank. Everybody knows our Sagicor health van that goes around into communities, particularly to schools. We'll be going to all of the schools and doing basic screenings. We'll be checking their hearing, their vision, and their blood sugar. To discover a defect like that in a kid so young is very helpful to them because they can really deal with it from that age.
Mr. Biles says some of the branches will be taking direct responsibility for selected schools to ensure the continuity of the program.
So this is not just Sagicor drawing a check and contributing. This is Sagicor in its human form.
Adopt a School started under the leadership of Chairman of Sagicor Group and Sagicor Foundation, Dr. R. Danny Williams, who expresses how happy he is that the program has continued even after he handed over the reins.
While we strengthen the quality of education delivered to students at the secondary level and at the university level, we very often overlook the basic schools, which is where it all has to start. The Adopt a School program has been a tradition of this company since the company started as Life of Jamaica. And I am proud that we value the initiative enough to ensure that it continues year after year.
Dr. Williams is hailing Jamaica's teachers who continue to do their best on a limited budget. The first set of activities under the program is set to begin on Labor Day, where managers and team volunteers will give their time to various communities. Later this year, Sagicor will focus on back-to-school and child wellness activities. The initiative is being undertaken in partnership with the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. State Minister Floyd Green is urging other entities to partner with the ministry in providing quality education for the nation's children.
My hope is that this will also inspire other corporate companies to come on board. We want more companies, NGOs, to adopt our institutions, find out what are their fundamental needs, go in and help them fix them. Especially on the infrastructure side, a lot of work is needed.
Principal of Camden, Beverly Samuels, says in addition to the water tank and the free health assessments, the students will be grateful for their new place of play.
We'll be getting the repair of the play field because that is really in need of repairing. There are swings there, but every time they go over there, we have to call them back, and they have just always asked, when are we going to play over there? I will always say to them, soon. So we are really excited now, getting the call and know that we are going to get help. And I think this will help them to develop their motor skills.
We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.